The court ruled 4-2 in the case that began when Governor Tony Evers was state school superintendent and Scott Walker was governor. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty argued that when Evers was state superintendent, he was not following a law passed in 2017 that requires agencies to get the governor's approval for administrative rules, which are the fine details of laws. Then Superintendent Evers argued he did not need the Walker administration's okay because the state superintendent is an independent constitutional office elected by voters. But the court's conservative justices rejected that argument, saying the superintendent's power to write rules is granted not by the Constitution, but by the legislature. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.